This is Patrick Lothian with the John Lothian News Daily Update. From John Lothian, good news from the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention yesterday, who said the fully vaccinated could stop wearing masks and physically distancing in most settings. You still have to wear a mask where you are asked to by a business or building or airline, bus or subway, etc. That will make it hard for businesses to differentiate between those who are fully vaccinated and those who are not and want to pretend they are because they are tired and against wearing masks. This story is from the Wall Street Journal and New York Times. I'm going to keep wearing my mask at the time being, and I'm going to wear my vaccination card around my neck. If you want to go to college in Chicago, you will need to be fully vaccinated, as most of the major Chicago universities and colleges are requiring students to be fully vaccinated to attend in-person classes next fall. There is also good news to the Chicago Federal Reserve. Crane's Business reported as the Chicago Fed said business conditions in Chicago are the best in years. Even 1871 in Chicago is getting into the act, saying they have a lot of momentum in the startup sector going on. Now if the Cubs could only get as hot as the White Sox. From Crane's Chicago Business. CBOE Global Markets Inc. held its annual meeting yesterday, and some of the highlights were: Edward T. Tilley will serve as chairman of the board for a fifth consecutive year. Eugene S. Sunshine, who served on the board of the CBOE Global Markets since 2010 and CBOE Options from 2003 to 2017, will serve as lead director for a fourth consecutive year. Michael L. Richer did not stand for re-election as a director at the annual meeting. Mr. Richer served on the board since 2017. ICE NYSE has made a great hire, Bailey Kessing. Formerly of Trillium, is now Director of Sales and Relationship Management at NYSE. The Australian Securities Investment Commission issued a warning against fake news scams. This is the truth, I swear. Some of the fake news articles even dared to use the ASIC logo and say they were approved by the ASIC. Story from ASIC. The UK's FCA proposed stronger protections for consumers in the financial markets. In 2020, the FCA conducted a poll, the Financial Lives Survey, which showed that 1 in 4 respondents said they lack confidence in the financial service industry, and only 35 of respondents agreed that firms are honest and transparent in their dealings with them. This is from UK FCA. Remind me again how Bitcoin is traceable. Colonial Pipeline paid through $5 million in ransom to hackers who asked to be paid in Bitcoin. From the New York Times. Have you heard of the name Tradier? They are a very interesting brokerage firm, and they were looking for relationships with educators. I had a call with their leadership the other day, and we will have more about them coming soon. You might not know the name, but I bet you use his product. Spencer Silver, an inventor of Post-it notes, is dead at 80. The New York Times reported. He discovered the not-too-sticky substance by accident while trying to make a very sticky substance for aircraft construction. Being a runner, phone clerk, or broker's assistant were not the roles that normally got the girl, but a former clerk on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade is now dating actress Olivia Munn. Of course, that former floor clerk is comedian John Mulaney, who used to work for Bob Otter. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. From John Lothian. And now a note by Matt Rabel. Elon Musk is apparently backpedaling on his bullish stance on Bitcoin, despite his long-held bullish attitude. I guess he just found out that Bitcoin is super bad for the environment. He does realize that Dogecoin is also bad to the environment for the same reasons, right? A story by Greg Hinz of Crane Chicago Business. Chicago Fed finds biz conditions here the best in years. Sure, the region has been through a rough patch, but there are early and surprisingly strong signs that certain sectors of the local economy are springing back to life. Business conditions in the Midwest regions, including Chicago, in some ways are the best they've been in nearly a decade, according to the latest survey of business conditions by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. But the picture is more mixed than it might appear at first blush, with hiring for lower income jobs and capital spending particular peppy, but growth slower for high-paid positions and cost pressures starting to perk up. A comment by John Lothian. There are parts of Chicago that are really buzzing with activity, including North Michigan Avenue and Fulton Market area. The downtown Loop Financial District, not so much. Story by Emily Drake of Crane Chicago Business. We've got a ton of momentum. Betsy Ziegler, CEO of Tech Hub 1871, talks about the future of innovation in Chicago and the role of entrepreneurship will play in the recovery. This week, we connect with Betsy Ziegler, CEO of 1871, one of Chicago's leading tech hubs, to talk about startups, building an inclusive economy, and the future of innovation for Chicago. A note by John Lothian, if this was London, they would say we have tons of momentum. A story by Wendell Hudson of Crane Chicago Business. Northwestern students must have COVID vaccine to return in fall. The university joins Loyola, DePaul University, and Columbia College Chicago in that requirement. Northwestern University is another local college to require students to be vaccinated before returning to campus this fall. As confidence increases in the effectiveness and safety of the vaccine, and the supply has met the demand in Illinois, Northwestern will require students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 for the 2021-2022 academic year. The school said COVID-19 vaccines are the most important tool to help end the pandemic, and requiring students to be vaccinated will best support the health of our community and position us for in-person classroom and co-curricular activities for the fall term. Comment by John Lothian, they must have a vaccine and other shots, just like in grade school. A story by Phil McIntosh of NASDAQ, more intelligent tick plan for odd lots. Round lots are an artifact of old human-driven markets. Given modern computer trading systems frequently disregard round lot conventions, it seems inconsistent that regulations designed to modernize markets still want to retain the artifact of the past. We talked last week about how the new NMS2 round lot plan doesn't actually fix the odd lot problem, with the decimal ticks and odd lots structure for trading. It turns out that the real market doesn't care much for convention. That, in turn, highlights the problem with regulations treating odd lots differently. A comment by John Lothian, this is an important issue, keep going, Phil. Now Thursday's top three. Our top story Thursday was a Bloomberg opinion piece. A new global monetary order threatens the dollar. The new order is apparently a parallel financial system led by stablecoins. Second was a repeat from Wednesday's top three. Bloomberg Quince, CEO's 17,000 birthday party spurs commodity brokerage lawsuit. Third was the About Us page from DRW. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a 90-day free trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great weekend.